You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. I was gonna let this whole song play out by itself and just stare at the ceiling. This is a stupid dumb show. Last week was the end of the year, end of the month lullaby explosion.
Well, it might be the one for the end of the year, because if the Mayans are right, we're done before we get to the last Friday of this month.
Oh, is it on 12?
12 or the 21st, I don't remember which.
Well, 21st is the Friday.
Yeah.
So we could sit here and march into the apocalypse.
Well, we don't know what time zone. Well, it'd probably be Central or one west of Central.
The Aztec time zone, which was fighting the Mayan time zone, which is Central. Why can't this microphone stand straight? Just don't trail away from my mouth hole. Oh, that's better. I guess if all else fails, start screaming and whining and being pretty pathetic about it all.
I'm just waiting for it to start moving again.
Oh, it's not. It knows it's going to get some pain upside its backside. Or downside?
Downtown?
All over its downtown? That's all I can think of saying. I got wind of downtown and was thinking, yeah. There was a holiday parade going on.
Yeah, I saw a float drive by when I was on my way here.
Okay, that's enough we have to say about that, because everyone's back at home and not freezing anymore. This is from Battlestar Galactica.
It sounded spacey.
It's fitting. A space thing through the stars. Star voyage, I would think.
Yes.
Away from the robots and the robots.
Gotta save that medicine. It's what medicine is, robot fuel.
Oh. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, let's hit up this first song and we'll see what happens from there. This is a Smashing Pumpkin with a bullet with butterfly wing.
The world is a vampire.
Right, Aaron. WNRBLP. Radio.
Ah!
despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a...
Sounds like Morse code. That was Soul Coughing with Rolling, which is obviously about a car
or a wheel.
And there's rolling down the street, rounding the circle, hitting bumps,
rolling with the Flintstones,
rolling with the homies. I didn't watch Clueless.
I remember it being a good movie, but I haven't seen that in who knows how long.
Yeah, well, You might have to watch that again sometime soon just to see what's up.
I brought in a song off the Clueless soundtrack last week, but we ended up not playing it.
Uh-oh. I think I moved all the folders around. So, yeah.
Oh, well.
I could look for it, but it's all the way over on the other side of the desktop. I have to bring the mouse over there. And other things. Still in the air. Okay. No, I don't want to play that one. That one's 5 minutes long.
Play something I brought.
Okay. Which one?
Pokey Lafarge.
Oh, at first I thought you were making up that name and making me look around the list like, where is this?
Well, it isn't like Pokey Lafarge in the...
South City 3?
Yeah.
Lala Blues?
Yeah.
I guess that's up next. Right here on WNRBOP!
It's goodbye, baby. Honey, your time has come. Turn the tables now, you're the one on the bum. It's la la la, singing la la la. I'm so happy, got me singing la la la. If I was a catfish in a river down in St. Louis, be the biggest fish anyone had ever seen. And I'd never get caught, cause I'd never bite the hook and line. All the women try to catch me as I go swimming by. It's la la la, singing la la la. I'm so happy, got me singing la la la. Honey, I'm short and thin. So I can squeeze out any position you put me in. I got this old thing called the laughing horse disease. I'm gonna laugh away any place that I please. It's la la la, singing la la la. I'm so happy, got me singing la la la. La la la.
That was Chris Vrenna doing a remix of Vast's Free. Chris Vrenna's a tweaker and whatever and such. And other things, and this is a stupid dumb show on WNRBLP, Wausau's finest community radio station. Only community radio station, so take that with a bag of salt.
The most ecologically sound radio station.
Yes, we don't put out too much wattage. We don't want to hurt the birds that are flying by. We don't want to burn their little bird feathers off. If not, we'll have to hire a bird lawyer to go to court.
You don't want to get into bird law.
No, not at all. That is...
Bird law is not governed by reason.
But yet, it's in every state except Tennessee. Sorry, Tennessee! Good thing they can't hear us there. They don't have the internet. Okay. Just hold on a second. We're getting ramped up for our new feature. It might take a couple seconds of maneuvering and doing stuff. Are you comfortable? You have the microphone in the right spot? Can you see the screen?
Yeah, I'm good. He's going to wiggle his chair around a while.
Well, get comfortable. We're going to be here a while. Like we usually are. Okay, let's see this.
Oh, wow.
Let's see how this works. So, I'd like to give a disclaimer. This is for entertainment purposes only. We are paradising for the most part. Okay, so this is called K-Man.
And Shredder.
And we are
at the movies.
Today, as we usually do, we are going to watch and criticize Star Trek Voyager episode 13 of season 7, entitled Prophecy. So here we go once again. Voyager is under attack by an unknown assailant.
Report. A ship just decloaked off our port stern.
Can you identify them?
I always forget, is Tom Paris supposed to be the same person as that one episode from The Next Generation where he...
Oh, Nicholas Locarno? It was supposed to be him, supposedly, but they didn't want to pay the guy who made up his character each episode. So they... Same backstory, mostly, but different name.
A disappointment from the Academy who ended up making good out in the Delticon quadrant.
He's making his daddy Admiral proud!
Who may or may not think he's dead at this point?
I think everyone thinks everyone on Voyager... No, not by now. Not this episode. They're already sending data streams back to the Federation.
Oh, yeah, there's 7. So, yeah.
This is season 7, along with 7 of 9.
Wow.
Transferring the trajectory. As I usually say every time I see her.
I have them.
Fire phasers.
Yeah, you self-righteous. She is so self-righteous.
Well, you hit him with a tachyon beam.
Invert it. And we'll see what happens then. Oh, those Klingons again.
The Federation ship is hailing again.
Actually, I think it's the first or second time we've seen the Klingons
online.
Voyager.
Captain Catherine Janeway.
Yeah, Federation, not counting B'Elanna, of course.
Well, real Klingons.
We will not surrender to sworn enemies of the Klingon Empire.
Now everyone's confused.
Why would they be sworn enemies of the Empire when they have been friends with the Federation for the last 80-some years?
Even all prospectors know.
Get off my lawn, kids! And bring me episode of Star Trek Voyager!
Ah, oh, this song. I get sick of this song.
Star Trek. Gene Roddenberry.
I just keep expecting the song from Enterprise.
It's been a long, long...
Going from there to here! And I can't think of the rest of the lyrics!
Because I'd rhyme it with something.
Didn't they change that near the end of the series, or just like shorten it up? Or?
They kind of had a remix version where it had a little more 80s. I'm not sure if that's the right term, but
That only more 80s jaunt?
Yes. It was originally a Rod Stewart song.
Oh.
And ladies, we know you like the Rod Stewart. Oh. Oh. Garrett Wang as Harry Kim.
One of the most unlikable characters of all time.
Never gets above an ensign. Yet he is the workhorse of the entire crew. Tom Paris presses buttons, flies around. Janeway drinks her coffee. Chakotay has a tattoo on his face.
It's hard to get promotions when there's no one leaving the ship. And
I think there's been a misunderstanding.
You got like a ship and a half worth of people on board.
Well, every episode or so, some red shirts die. If I'm not mistaken, it's still sometimes.
Yeah, but they're below ensign. Well, what's below ensign? Red shirt?
Cadet?
There's got to be like a secret
purple shirt.
The treaty, for one thing.
Ultraviolet?
I'll give you access to our database. Show you I'm telling the truth.
Databases can be falsified.
I have a thing on serving aboard this ship.
Oh.
Impossible.
She's my chief engineer.
No.
I will meet this chief engineer.
I will meet this acting.
Acting? Thank you!
You're safe here. You have my word.
Forgive me if I don't find the word of a human very reassuring.
I'd like to know what you're doing in the Delta Quadrant.
I'm not answering any questions.
Probably stinking up the joint. I heard Klingons smell profusely bad.
Now, see, if Harry Kim were on a Klingon ship, he'd just kill someone and take their job.
He has to self-promote himself.
Lieutenant Torres, our chief engineer.
She saw a Klingon and she's pregnant.
You're with child.
That's what the doctor tells me.
Did you conceive during the holy month of Napok?
I have no idea.
I've done lots of things during the holy month of Napok.
That sounds about right. Not that it's any of your business.
I must return to my ship.
Aren't you interested in learning about the treaty? There's a copy of the Khitomer Accords.
I must return to my
vessel. The Khitomer Accord. The thing that Kirk helped him make. Ship again. In that one movie, Six. Undiscovered Country.
You have my word.
Escort Captain Kolar back to the transport.
Must have been one of the good movies since it had an even number.
Oh, it was great.
I just remember there being a gravity fight or a lack of gravity fight.
What the hell was that about?
It was near the beginning where they go to the Klingon ship and
the scrolls say you know, like they went, whatever.
Yeah, there was some gravity and then there wasn't and then there was.
Yeah, these gravity boots.
Yes.
Our greatest enemy.
And the Klingons had purple blood.
So the humans claim. These accords may be a deception.
The other signs are present. You
really,
will know me before
any appearance
I
of Klingons without Gowron just makes me a little sad.
It does not know the world.
Because he is so crazy-eyed.
Oh, crazy eyes, definitely.
Verify the evidence.
Your skepticism
well, he is a lot.
My heart to grip.
No, I what think Gowron's dead in this time.
This
is after
Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Then yeah. He's
season after that.
Yeah.
Right now, Martok is the
spoilers.
Eh, whatever they know.
They either know or they don't care.
General Martok, actually, Chancellor Martok. He has one eye.
The Klingon ship. Its core is breaching.
Red alert. Hail them.
I just get so sick of Janeway all the time.
You did more damage to our vessel than my engineer thought.
We could send over a team to help you.
She is the worst captain
field.
Of all the
there isn't time.
Series.
He's right. Their core is
going
to breach in less than 30 seconds.
Only.
I'm requesting emergency
acquire
transport.
Coffee.
Captain, their crew complement is 204.
That's all she wants, coffee.
Mm-hmm.
A wrecked force field
coffee and a new
hairstylist.
Every
tell
season.
Your crew to stand by for
first season, she had the bun.
10 seconds.
Second
we're
season, she had the
core breaches.
Go to warp as soon
the other
as
thing, I can't think of it anymore.
5, 4.
Hey, you know, it is all
three,
the character because Kate Mulgrew's been on other things where she's been great, like Warehouse 13.
Spoiler alert!
Well, I won't say what she's doing on there.
She shows up on there. She's a good character.
Look at all those Klingons!
They're just going to keep them in that cargo bay.
Well, that's the best thing to do with a Klingon. Keep them constrained and restricted upon themselves.
Well, and it's a good weapon, too, because like, you get attacked by a ship and you just
throw them off the airlock?
Jettison a bay of Klingons at them.
Why was that so important?
That's what I would do.
Duty to be here.
I don't understand.
Only 8 minutes.
More than 100 years ago, my great-grandfather was part of a sect which believe the Empire...
I almost want to say that's Michael Dorn, but I know it's not.
Yeah, he looks a lot like Michael Dorn. I'll agree with that.
Could that be Michael Dorn's son, Stephen Dorn?
You've been traveling for
possibly
4 generations.
My people have always known the void would be long and difficult. But the scroll said we would be rewarded.
That's Tina Turner hair, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Very close.
Let me
it was crimped.
Let me ask you a Klingon history and culture question.
Not again.
The scrolls instruct us to follow wherever she goes.
When did they say they left? Before
4 generations ago? 100 years?
Would that have been before Enterprise?
After Enterprise. Enterprise is like 80 or so.
But after
years
Enterprise,
before.
They were infected with that thing that was changing them to look like serious. The Klingons looked in
well,
the original
that was
Star
only
Trek.
Certain amounts.
Couldn't they have just followed
They just
us?
Let those Klingons
Apparently,
deal with the humans.
Oh!
According to those episodes of Enterprise. He looked as Neelix.
They saw their vessel as the last vestige of the corrupt empire.
I'm gonna say he's the second worst character on the show.
Neelix?
Yeah.
Who would you say is the first?
Harry Kim.
It might be dangerous. And what if they want to hurt the baby?
To them, your baby's sacred. It's unlikely they would do anything to harm her. 200 Klingons pose a significant security threat. I suggest we keep them confined to the shuttle bay so we can find a suitable.
Yeah, he's pretty bad.
There are women and children down there. We can't just lock them up.
I
just watched something with Neelix in it the other day.
Ethan Phillips? Or is just Neelix just in some other...
The bridge will have to I just assume he's always called Neelix. Well.
Keep them out of all restricted areas.
I mean, if I saw him on the street, I'd call him Neelix, and then he'd probably punch me in the face.
A 24-hour security detail.
Just what I need.
If I was on a show for 7 years and had to do makeup that would take 4 to 5 hours to get into, and then someone called me Neelix after that, I would definitely punch them in the face.
But until we can find another place for them, we should do our best to make them.
Or try to be happy and.
Dismissed.
I'm a morale officer.
I mean, that.
Oh, that was that.
That
one?
Was first commercial break. Yes.
Ooh, 10 minutes. Nice.
It's the only character I can think of that's been on other shows besides Janeway is the Doctor.
He was Lana in DS9, but as his original Dr. Zimmerman.
He was also in Stargate, in a ton of the Stargate shows.
Oh, you're thinking Robert Picardo.
Yes.
Not just
the Doctor. Yeah, Robert Picardo.
But if we're talking about the Doctor, he was also in Star Trek First Contact. Holding off the Borg for a
yep.
couple minutes. Asking them if they wanted analgesic cream for their Borg implants.
Quite everything. Some of the Starfleet people have been complaining about the smell.
See?
Personally, I find
Klingon smell.
Mm-hmm.
A kind of musky aroma.
Maybe we can adjust
oh, I hate
fire.
Him so much.
The only thing that saves Neelix as a character is how much Tuvok hates him.
He's not supposed to show emotion, because he is a Vulcan. Where's his left hand on her? Is that right on her front parts?
I think so.
Neelix, you dog, you.
That's enough.
Uh-oh.
You have a fiery spirit. You will make a worthy mate.
Harry Kim got a girlfriend.
Oh, Harry Kim. Stumbling around as always.
Somehow I think Harry Kim just fails upwards.
In my life. I must have served over 300 meals.
Mr. Neelix. May I ask what you're doing here? We're bunkmates. There must be some mistake.
There is notable hatred in his eyes.
I gave up my quarters to a
That's why Vulcans always look so mad all the time.
So they don't have to change if something upsets them.
Yes.
You should have consulted me.
We're such close friends, I knew you wouldn't mind.
As much as I enjoy your company, I prefer solitude in my own quarters.
You don't really want me to go back there and tell that family to get out, do you?
Ooh, playing the pity card.
It shouldn't work. Because I Falcons don't have emotions.
You could kick him out and make him sit in the cargo bay.
I learned cargo bay is good enough for Klingons. Should be good enough for Neelix.
Exactly.
I'll teach them to you. Asium tav de deja e. Ejexo tas gos pas gral bay ti.
Paris de Torres.
Take him to the.
Almost finished.
You said that an hour ago.
Holodeck and strangle him and throw him down a cliff. Holodeck safety protocols off, please.
I think every other series flamboyantly alien character was better than Neelix.
Spock, Data, Odo,
Quark.
Not that much of an alien. They were showing
you weren't kidding.
Him
a group
in the
of Klingons ambushed
previous
me
one
with
like a bunch of Frangies, but he's
transporting
Quark
myself
is
would be easier than running the gauntlet.
Less.
I'm starting to feel like a prisoner.
Jerk-ish than the other Frangies.
Yeah. Yes.
How long do you think they're going to be on board?
And there's Neelix.
Glad to have other Klingons around. You've always told me how
uncomfortable. Even Dr. Flax.
Ah, I was about to say him. He's in a Denobulan. Who's an Enterprise? Star Trek Enterprise.
Come in.
Janeway.
Captain, I'm sorry to bother you, but I need your help. Ten of the Klingons.
I cannot say my disdain of Janeway enough.
They won't eat until you agree to meet with their council.
Her voice is like sandpaper.
Their face is obviously
on a chalkboard.
They think I'm something I'm not.
Or a pterodactyl? Is it like a pterodactyl?
That's about right. Well, Jane would just ask for coffee, didn't she?
It'll make you feel any better. I'll go with you.
It's good to see that over 1,000 years Klingon fashion and facial stylings haven't changed at all.
1,000 years?
That's what they said, wasn't it? Like 1,000 years since they left?
100?
Oh, 4 generations?
4.
Oh, so like 4.
You honor us with your presence.
I don't know. Whatever.
200 some? In the description it said 100.
Morak was right. Your blood is not pure.
No. My father was human.
As was mine.
Couldn't you see this for yourself?
You're as blind as a Tarbarian bat.
Not important.
Oh, execute him.
We destroyed our ship because you said she was the mother of the Kuvamach. Show me where it's written that the Kuvamach must have pure Klingon blood. The prophecy would
be sure to clear your throat.
A mongrel child.
Hey, take it easy.
Who are you?
I'm your mother.
Of that mongrel.
Wait,
child.
No.
No more humans!
They should just ritually sacrifice all the humans!
I've spent my life interpreting the scrolls. And I say that all the signs of the prophecy are here.
That's the name of the episode, Prophecy.
You've led us to a false savior.
Now we want to steal the ship.
Is that what they're gonna do?
Maybe.
Maybe they need to get out their batleths and start tearing things up.
I told you this was a mistake.
Maybe you keep those in the secondary lock to jettison at the alien ship.
Any more help from me and you're gonna have
metal
on your hands.
Things.
That's what I'm trying to prevent.
That is Stephen Dorn. I'm sure of it.
It does look like Stephen Dorn a ton. Oh, second commercial break.
Oh. My baby. We will continue. Oh, that might be a three-parter.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We'll see what's going on. Oh, that's bright. So, what have we learned so far?
Klingons love going on voyages in random directions based off prophecies.
And they all had the same... What do they call that? They all idolized the same celebrities, and they all took the same haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Long, flowing, black hair. Permed, mind you. Very permed hair.
And mustaches. Lots of mustaches.
And Neelix is an idiot.
And Tuvok hates everyone.
do that one. And oh, what? That one. You got? Does that one have anything in it?
That one. That one's all things that person says. The entire song.
Is that 27 minutes? Oh.
That's sure what that. That is sure what that says, but.
Oh, it's 2 minutes and. Yeah, well. Yeah, I'll do that one.
Okay.
Next up is Super Drag with Sucked Out, right here on WNBO Pre-Washer.
Look around, could it bring somebody down if I never made a sound again?
Sammy Gutter!
at Bunnies, that's where I saw the leprechaun. From Toys R Fun. Chocolate microscopes, you're not it. That is so 1991. I bit my tongue. I'm a pop sensation. Even at the arch. 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 Even at the arch.
The Butthung Gang with Ralph Wiggum. Right here in WMBLP. What's up?
You could write an album of songs just based off what Ralph says.
My cat's breath smells like cat food.
Hello, Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Meow.
That's when he puts a C for cat, and the cat makes a meow.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Super Nintendo.
I choose you.
That episode probably has to be the best one ever. Or even the one with Diorama-rama. He doesn't really bring in a diorama, he just brings in a whole bunch of old Star Wars figures, and he wins. Okay.
Yeah.
Next up is The Bravery with Believe, right here on WNRBLP Wasa 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio.
Not
the beast is just my fear. That I'm just nothing, that's just what I've become. What am I waiting for? It's already done.
That was a rabbit joint with a Zelda song, I assume it's called. Singing a theme song of Legend of Zelda.
A lyricized theme song.
Yes, highly popular with the kids these days.
The kids these days don't even know who Devo is.
Is that one guy with a hat? The red hats that look like Planter?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm turning it into singular and plural. Those guys with the red hat and Planter. And they sing about whipping stuff. Usually whipping it.
Mm-hmm.
And whipping it good.
Bum,
and
bum,
well.
Bum, bum, bum,
but
bum,
they better
bum.
Not fall down a well.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I might as well start on the next one, and then we'll hit the top of the hour and... And continue onward and upwards
with the voyage
of stars and their tracks. Next up on the Stupid Dumb Show is If My Amp Had Wheels by Ozma. Right here on WNRPLB Wassa.
If my amp had speakers, then we'd really have a blast. Really have a blast, yeah. If I had some glue, I would stick to you. And if I had more love, then I'd give it all to you. All to you, yeah. Blast, yeah.
Seth Shapiro got his law degree. He moved to Brooklyn from Schenectady, 93. Got some clients in the food industry. He says it's not the money, it's the recipes. He calls his mom, says he's doing fine. She's got somebody on the other line. Puts Coldplay on, pours a glass of wine, curls up with a book about organized crime. When it's late, when it's late, and it's hot, it's hot, and the date with the late shows all that you've got. Don't give out, don't give up. One of these nights you might find someone. Job of her dreams, retouching photos for a magazine aimed at teens. It's Thursday night, she should be out on the scene, but she's sitting at home watching the King of Queens. There's something wrong that she can't describe. She takes her contacts out of her eyes, sets the alarm for 6:45 so she can get a little exercise. Mackenzie sees one just up ahead. She cuts in front of him and leaves him for dead.
Fountains of Wayne with Make It Rain. No, that wasn't.
No,
Someone to Love. I was reading ahead on the thing. I was surprised that they would make have a song name that rhymed with their name.
Ooh. If you're going to rhyme a song with your name, you got to rhyme all your songs with your name.
Yes. If not, go home. You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. This is the Stupid Dumb Show, and continuing on, second part of... Wait, before I do that, this is for entertainment purposes only, Paradising. And this is K-Man.
And Shredder.
And we are...
At the movies.
Part 2 of Star Trek Voyager, Episode 7, Season 7, Episode 13, entitled Prophecy. Right now, what's-her-face is yammering on about something or other. I wasn't really listening last time. So, yeah, here, I'll start it up again.
Baby's just a baby.
She's
not a
baby.
Savior.
Perhaps you're right.
But we must convince.
Has anyone seen her, baby?
Why?
Maybe the dingo ate it.
We've traveled more than 30,000 light years.
The Klingon dingo.
Aren't they all dingoes?
And in more than 100 years, we found nothing.
What would the Klingon equivalent of a dingo be?
A targ?
Ah, I saw Lieutenant
a wild targ.
I was thinking they're more like dogs.
With child. I didn't know if I was looking at the mother of the Koopa.
So like dingo targs.
Yeah.
But I did know I was looking at an opportunity to end this wasteful journey.
Lock Targ and Targo Pabi.
What I believe is that my
I think that translates to nice Targ, you're a good puppy.
Your child is a Koopa Mock. You'll hold great influence over
puppy
them.
Dingo.
We can find a suitable planet. You can tell them it's their new home and they'll follow you there.
Make sure there's perm machines there.
What's the alternative?
Perm machines and wild animals.
My people staying aboard your ship, draining your resources.
Why you never hear a Klingon say animals, because they all pronounce it aminals.
Perhaps you won't have to lie to them to convince them.
What are you suggesting?
If you study the scrolls with me, we may be able to interpret them in a way that appears consistent with
he
the
events. He wants to get her in a room with him, then all we'll alone.
Consistencies he wants to take her to the planetarium.
So don't get that reference.
You just want to stretch the truth a little. It is possible that the sacred scrolls were scrawled by a madman.
Scrawled.
Or perhaps
scrawled
they
on the
really
scrolls. Scribbling all scrabble.
Either way, they've guided us for over a century.
Script, scrap, scrappity
if
do.
My people start to believe that the sacred
all
scrolls.
All Tom Paris has ever done in this episode so far is reaction shots. Looking back and forth. Huh?
Merely a fact.
He has yet to talk.
He's just going to seize up and tip over at some point.
To get your people home, Captain.
Only if Harry Kim's in there
with
him.
That's all I'm doing for mine.
Captain Proton and...
Yeah.
And Ion Boy or whatever.
Captain Proton and Harry Kim.
Descended from a noble house. I don't come from one. And I'm pretty sure my husband doesn't either.
Oh,
we
burn!
We have nobility in our blood, if we go back far enough.
So these scrolls can mean anything you want them to.
It is written that the mother of the Koopa Maw.
They're just playing with doctrine at this point.
Weren't you born on
a
Federation
colony?
I just
want this to believe what I want it to be.
It also says that you would have lived a life of solitude and endured many hardships.
Well, that's not for everyone,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I've been alone a lot.
According to this,
lots of hardships. Some hard boats as well.
I've won a glorious victory against an army of 10,000 warriors.
Haven't you?
We haven't even encountered 10,000 warriors.
10,000 light years?
Did you help destroy one of their vessels?
It totally works. The Borg make it happen.
Wouldn't that have been your glorious victory?
The Borg can't get over the situation. Let's just throw the Borg at them.
Yes.
Species 8472.
Where is your family crest?
The guy, the judge from Picket Fences.
They clash
as species 8472.
Don't
really?
You honor
yeah.
any of your people's
yeah, the groundskeeper.
Not really.
At the Academy.
Oh!
There is one tradition we can honor together.
He was a shapeshifter in DS9.
What are you doing?
In that one.
Was he?
Yeah.
It's midday.
I forgot that.
Time to remember the sacrifice of our ancestors. Haven't you made a plea for the dead before?
Well, not since I was a child.
No, we danced.
The dead can't rest in Stovokor if the living don't honor their memory.
Don't they go to Stovokor in like the next generation or something?
Someone I can honor on your behalf.
Probably.
Who did you plead for as a child?
My grandmother.
She was called?
Lenon.
She's just making up names now.
Half the alien cultures on the show just make up things to see what humans will do.
You to remember
I like the names on Star Trek better than Star Wars. George Lucas just throws random letters together. Here's an apostrophe. Call it a day.
Nibbidi-doob.
And reveal yourself to them in all your glory. Remember Kolax, son of Amar.
Oh.
Remember Talib.
Oh, he was my neighbor.
Of Kareen.
He moved out last year.
Why?
Remember Lenon.
He kept throwing stuff in my yard, so I called the police on him. Turned out it was Targ parts. Not sure where he found wild Targ in north central Wisconsin.
Maybe it was just a hoed egg.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Harry Kim fell down again.
I kept myself shaving. Is that a bite mark? One of the Klingons attacked me.
A door handle hit my eye.
Not him, her. And she wasn't provoked, she was...
I tripped aroused. And fell on this knife.
I'm not surprised. I've studied the section on Klingon mating rituals in their cultural database.
I'm taking notes.
And maybe you can tell me how to convince a female twice my size that I'm not interested.
You probably can't.
Great. As I understand it,
doesn't Neelix fall on that knife for him?
Kill her.
Yes.
Or mate with her. Since the first option is clearly unacceptable.
What's this?
Authorization for you to engage in intimate relations with a member of an alien species.
Hey-o!
The captain's approval as well.
Harry Chief Kim won't go for it even if it's thrown at him.
Everyone's laughing at Harry Kim.
Spent the last 2 days reviewing
now,
the
if he once in
preparation for my appearance
was with that Klingon
Council.
Woman, he'd be king of Voyager. I don't know how he'd be king of Voyager, but
he wouldn't be able to handle that either.
He'd have a couple broken bones.
But there were too many Hirogen. I had to face 10 of their fiercest hunters alone.
Is that how you remember? Exaggeration is part of Klingon custom. She's doing great.
Shot out of my hand, forcing me to take down the last.
Getting a pep talk from Neelix makes it better.
It was a glorious fight.
Your ancestors. Isn't
there an episode where Neelix just loses it? Like he can't handle the stresses of being a morale officer anymore, and he just loses it.
You tell a good story.
Is that the one where he dies and not why he realized, or at least for him,
some
there's no afterlife, so he's like,
screw it,
I'm done!
That could be.
The one who will guide us to a new home world. Has your unborn child told you where it is?
Second star to the right, straight on till morning, yo.
The scroll says, you will follow in my footsteps before I have made them. Yesterday we changed course.
Ooh.
Toward a planet very much like Kronos.
Bow, bow.
So in a matter of speaking, you are now following my child to a new home.
What does Klingons have to do with
smell
this?
You deliver the words we want to hear.
Does that smell
Korar
right?
Who gives them to you?
I think it smells fine.
Who is puppet in the bed chamber as well? Watch it.
It smells bad.
That's my wife you're talking about.
He speaks!
Finally! How far into this episode?
You see how he hides behind his female?
24 minutes and 20 seconds, Tom Paris finally speaks.
He was firing up his acting chops.
Would an honorable warrior ever refuse a challenge?
I haven't refused any challenge.
I haven't made one yet.
Oh, don't I feel fancy?
It's going to be
you and I.
The challenge of jigs.
Who can dance the jig better?
Tom.
Stay out of this.
Tom Paris looks like he's putting on a few pounds.
But Tom.
Tubbing out.
He was lean and mean in the first couple seasons.
I accept.
That was exciting.
You can't beat a Klingon, it's impossible.
They were all watching. There would have been a riot if I refused.
So you're gonna get your
They would have thought I was a wuss.
What makes you so sure I'd lose?
Oh, please.
Look, I have no intention of fighting anyone to the death, but
they're talking to their mother.
You have about a good chance of beating him as Harry Kim would.
Captain, this has gone too far. You've got to put a stop to it. I intend to.
Mother will take it step. Mother will kiss it and make it feel better.
Gentlemen.
These are my daughters.
I'm afraid Lieutenant Paris had no authority to accept this challenge. There will be no death matches aboard my ship.
Oh, but Mom! Tark was not the true father.
Lieutenant Paris is perfectly willing to fight you, Mr. Tigreth. I'm the one preventing him from doing so.
The father of the Kuvamach wouldn't let a woman speak.
Oh, who burn!
There is precedent for an honorable compromise.
Let's thumb wrestle.
A non-lethal bout.
Thumb
fought
wrestling.
With blunted batliths. The victory goes to the first warrior to knock his opponent to the ground 3 times.
American Gladiator style.
The Emperor Murek, a coward. He was the one who instituted these rules to ensure that his warriors would kill their enemies and not
each other. There's also four guns stationed around the fighting area that if shoot you agree to nerf darts.
Terms, I'll allow the match.
I'll see you on the field of battle.
Nerf.
Or nothing.
Or I'll just go home. I haven't decided yet.
Program for this, Lieutenant.
He'll be ready. I'll train him myself.
I'll train him to dodge and weave and not die.
Dodge, dip, dive, and dodge?
Hello.
Helix.
Harry Kim's hanging in the Jeffries tubes.
Something wrong, Harry?
The only safe place for him.
That Klingon woman.
Maybe that's where they make him live.
The one I got into a squid with in the mess hall.
I think I can see a bedroll back there.
That's her. I haven't seen her today. She's been following me everywhere.
Why?
She wants to mate.
Mm-hmm. Oh! You're a lucky man. She's a fine specimen of Klingon womanhood.
This is a matter of taste.
You never saw me. Oh, wait! I have a better idea. Nilix, what the hell are you doing? Play along.
This is what Harry Kim is meant to be.
When I say you're limited to two servings of broth, that's all you get. Do you understand me, Ensign?
Yes, sir. Whatever you say.
I don't think you do. If I catch you eating more than your share again,
he doesn't
I'll
need to do this. Nilix just wants to bang him against the wall a bit.
Excuse me.
Uh-oh.
Looks like trouble for Tuvok's bed.
Tuvok's bed's gonna get a workout.
I didn't think you approved of this kind of competition.
I don't. I'm here in an official capacity.
Well, you do know they're fighting with non-lethal weapons.
You'd be surprised how much damage a blunt batlift can do.
Warriors, assemble!
Anything can cut through anything if it's moving fast enough.
I'll try to remember that.
James L. Nerf
got
bludgeoned to death by Nerf balls.
And for some reason, I picture they have like little like sleeves over the bladed edge, but no, it's just they're dull metal.
You could have a dull knife and stab someone to death. She's worked a double
shift. Cut his heart out with a spoon.
The Bowie spoon. You know.
Yeah.
They should play that in every battle scene in any Star Trek.
Any battle scene anywhere.
Agreed.
Uh-oh.
He lost his toy. Oh. Found it.
A real Klingon wanted to let him reclaim that.
I don't know why I'm trying to add sound effects.
Oh, well.
He's wailing loudly now! He's running out of steam! He's been. The young fella's been juking and driving all over the cave. Wait, or the other guy just have a heart attack.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. It looks like he had a heart attack. Or
he didn't have to touch him to bring him down. Where's the honor in that?
He's dead, Jim.
Oh. It's begun.
What are you talking about?
He's dying.
Typically, I'm the one to make that kind of prognosis.
It's the Nerit.
Uh-oh.
It kills all of us who aren't fortunate enough to die in battle.
The Nerit is being forced to fight a loser and then dying.
The cells by attacking the cytoplasmic membranes.
Shouldn't our biofilters have detected it when we transported the Klingons aboard?
This is an insidious virus. It lies dormant, disguising itself
means
as inert
plot hole
material
filled with stupid exposition.
The Nerit always comes without warning.
I've reviewed my scans.
Much like bad writing.
They're all carriers.
Every
Why didn't
single
you tell
one
us if people
ever.
Had a disease?
We've never thought of it as a disease. It's more like old age.
Is it contagious?
Except we don't get really old.
Only to Klingons.
It seems like a fair deal.
If you'd give us some privacy, I'd like to examine Lieutenant Torres.
And the baby.
He wants to examine her.
Oh, baby's gonna save everybody.
Oh, baby has the blood doing the thing, saving. I don't know, that's what you were gonna say.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Oh, let's rehash some Battlestar Galactica stuff, and that hasn't happened yet.
The baby, too?
I just read something earlier this week that had the exact same thing. It's like, oh, save the baby, because the baby's going to be immune to it, and everyone will get a vaccine from that.
Oh, did you see that? Ill. Battlestar Galactica, the new one?
No, I haven't.
Then disregard what I said.
The no rat.
No.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't really... Nothing...
Thank you for telling us. Now my baby and I have it, too.
But only half. She's half Klingon.
And the baby only has a quarter.
Prepare for my journey. Storokor.
You should be in sickbay.
You are in sickbay.
Well,
not at the moment, but...
Then don't deny me my tradition.
Oh, holographic doctor, you're so... something.
Your bedside manner is great.
Now, are those real candles, or are those holographic candles throwing off holographic heat and light?
The child.
They are in a cargo bay right now.
The Kovamach.
You can tell by all the cargo.
Your challenge. He defeated you. I was defeated by the Narat.
And that's why I'm still standing.
Alana Torres and her child will fall victim to it as well. Impossible.
Impossible.
They both carry it. She told me herself. But the scrolls say the Kuvamag is younger than old age.
And stronger.
What?
Sickness.
He's younger than an old person.
We should resume our search. Golar and many of the others won't agree. And we must act alone! For the good of our people.
We'll burn this cargo bay to the ground.
That cargo bay's gotta be pretty ripe right about now.
We'll
burning candles,
right,
Klingons hunched over, who knows what they're doing.
Comes, we'll seize Voyager.
Yes, that has worked well in the past. Stealing the ship that the television show is named after.
We've identified two potential colony sites in the
Didn't that actually happen once in Voyager?
We'll
yeah, they got it back, though.
Scans.
I'll prepare them.
I shouldn't have doubted you.
You shouldn't have done a lot of things.
The signs were there all along. I'll join the survey mission.
You're ill, old friend. You should remain here.
I want my final days to be spent in honorable pursuits. Don't ask me to die in
honorable survey missions.
That's where I get my honor from. Standing around with a device looking around.
Honorable geological deposits.
Don't let the sunlight steal my honor when I'm standing there. Oh no, the mosquito got away with a couple of little things.
I've studied Klingon transport systems. The basic technology isn't all that different.
But you were able to beam our entire crew aboard Voyager at one time.
We usually don't like to do that for safety reasons, but in a pinch, we can expand the buffer capacity.
These are the targeting scanners?
Exactly. They work on the same principles as...
Harry Cam teaching the enemy how to do things.
Say here, you want to take over the ship? Let me show you how.
You said it was urgent?
I need to conduct a more detailed bioscan of your baby.
She's not sick, is she?
No, but I may be onto something.
Oh!
I'll be leading the team going to site A.
Hey, Chakotay talked.
Be in charge of the site
rather than just sitting there looking unimportant.
Morning,
yes.
Harry?
Look at my phaser. Oh, I fell on my keys. Unnamed guy get hurt. Why'd they just vaporize him?
Harry Kim getting
phaser
shot in the chest.
Transporter room one.
Bridge to Chakotay.
Where's my coffee?
I swear that's all she thinks about. Coffee, 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 coffee.
Why do I always send people from the bridge to check out a security situation instead of one of the many security teams probably stationed closer to that location?
They're on the surface.
No, well, that would be nice.
They've activated a force field around deck one.
Oh, no.
Transport the rest of the crew.
Captain, I'm detecting multiple transports. Some of our people are being beamed down to the surface.
What?
Transporters.
Will Neelix and Tuvok save them all?
Can't.
Bridge to engineering.
Just Neelix. I'll have one over the heart to the Klingon lady.
Ooh.
There's no one in engineering.
Cardio.
The bridge officers? I still can't get a lock. Can you transport us there?
Darn this 100-year-in-the-future technology not doing what I want it to do.
What was the name of the head of the good guy Klingons? Kolar?
Computer, open the transporter room doors. Security override, Tuvok, Pi, Alpha.
Not Michael Dorn.
Stephen Dorn.
Stephen. Not any Dorn.
No! All Dorn, all day, all the time. Hitting accuracy. Except when they're trying to shoot Paris.
That's another reason why Star Trek would beat Star Wars in a fight.
Accuracy.
Handheld gun accuracy. They can shoot from warp speed.
Well, stormtroopers couldn't hit anything.
Grant me a warrior's death.
Just kick him right in the face.
Transporter technology.
Sorry. No mercy killings on my bridge.
Not today, at least. Or not least...
Get our people
with the writer of this episode.
Yes, ma'am.
Looks like everything's wrapped up. 5 minutes ahead of schedule.
I just... hello.
Why
I wasn't dreaming about football.
Because you're healthy as a targ.
Oh! Maybe he is a targ.
Rhett.
Gone.
We have B'Elanna Torres' child to thank for it.
Oh my.
The fetus has hybrid stem cells.
He is confused and angry.
And DNA.
I don't understand, nor do I care to!
The child.
Klingon smash holodeck!
Well, I was the one who devised the treatment.
Doctor?
Yes, of course. The child cured you.
The Kuvamach has healed all of us. She truly is our savior.
Do you think the Kuvamach will be a doctor when she grows up?
Captain's log, starting 54529.8. While we're heading the Klingons into their new home.
Wasn't she all grown up in one episode?
The end one. End game. Before she went back in time.
Computer. Open this door.
Yeah.
To retcon them in.
Yes.
Back home.
Yes.
On whose authority?
Neelix.
Uh-oh. Yes.
Open this door.
Bow, chicka, bow.
Computer, security override. Authorization, Tuvok, Pi.
Goodbye, my little Parmatka.
Goodbye, my fearless warrior.
Tuvok's gonna need a new room.
Decontaminate level 10, please.
I'm really gonna miss her.
Neelix, you dog, you. You scoundrel.
Wow, Tuvok. Wow, he... Yep, he's got that pissed look on his face.
Oh! Oh, pick up that chair.
Don't you worry, Mr. Vulcan.
Fun fact.
I'll have this, please.
Neelix thinks his name is Tuvok Vulcan.
In no time at all.
He's an idiot.
Just go, Mr. Neelix.
Just reach out, crack his neck. Sit back, smile at the sky.
What's this?
The Batleth, given to me by my great-grandfather. It's for your daughter.
How will she ever
I
hold it right
now?
You'll
tell her about us.
Just, she stabs it into her gut. Like,
here's what we got you.
I got you a pointy metal stick.
Kapla, B'Elanna Torres.
Kaplak.
Kaplak, blah, blah.
Gesundheit.
Oh, she's so sad. Well, the feelings.
Oh, feelings are what makes right. Star Trek happen. On the wall.
I'm not letting you scratch it up on the holodeck.
I'm sure our daughter wouldn't mind lending it to the old man every now and then.
She probably would.
Oh, I would.
Yeah.
You know,
just because I would know Terry Kim would have to play with it, too.
You're just figuring that out?
Hey, guys, can I play with your Batman? I was
hoping for an artist.
Oh, come on.
But she's already the savior of an entire race.
Can't she have a day off?
I really believe that.
I don't know. There are
only
a lot of
part of the race, not the entire.
Yeah, just,
I mean,
just a
what
ship
are
full.
The odds that they'd run into the one ship in the whole quadrant with a Klingon aboard?
Writers.
Probably about the same odds that you and I would get married.
Ooh,
maybe we should name her Kuvamach. Just to be safe.
Put it on the list.
Oh, the list. I'll give you a list.
You know how they're going to decide what to name the child?
Flip a coin?
Headbutt fight.
Well, that's enough of that. Well, let's let that play a little bit yet. And once again, we have finished up the feature of K-Man
and Shredder,
and we were
at the movies. All that episode really made me want to do is watch some Deep Space Nine.
To get this bad taste out of your mouth?
Yes.
I think we could have just watched the Neelix and Tuvok part and call it a day. Even though it was only maybe 5 minutes long. With those two rapscallions. Okay, I don't even know. Oh, we got some time left.
Oh yeah, we got like a quarter of the time left.
Well, I guess might as well pop in a...
Yeah.
Pop and lock some Tom Waits.
The graveliest voiced man that ever was or is.
He's worse than that. Well, gravelly.
I just gargled gravel.
Okay, this is Tom Waits with Make It Rain, right here in WNBL Fiwasa. Your kiss. How can
make it rain. I'm born to trouble, born to fate. Inside a promise I can't escape. It's the same old world, but nothing looks the same. Make it rain, make it rain. Gotta make it rain.
Prodigy with Fuel My Fire right here on WNBLP Walls FM.
Every time I hear Firestarter by them, I still just picture people just going headbanging to the boom, boom.
Yeah. I was waiting to see how long you'd do that for. Just waiting and waiting. Maybe if you go a couple minutes with that.
No.
No. I still tend there's some. This smells bad, but
maybe someone. Maybe someone's been injecting things into the pop machine.
Oh.
That would explain the tiny hole in my can of beverage.
That you've been drinking out in the hallway.
Yes.
Oh. Was it December? December 7th. On December 2012.
In the PM.
2012 PM. It's been a long year. A long, boring year. Maybe if the world's still alive on the 28th, we'll do like a year in review kind of thing.
Okay.
It'll entitle everything we've ever done. Condensed. For a year. In 2 hours. I don't know why I'm setting myself up for catastrophic failure, but might as well try it. Because I heard someone say something like that once. I guess it was me just from a couple minutes ago. I want to hit carry him. Harry Kim in the face so hard.
I don't remember one redeeming thing he did the entire length of that series.
He ditched out on a girlfriend by getting beat up over taking too much food. He whined a lot. Captain Proton's sidekick.
He went back in time to save them all.
Didn't he do that twice?
Possibly.
So it was erased from existence. That
yeah, something good. His redeeming quality was erased from existence.
What a sucker! Harry Sucker Kim.
Boo doo doo doo.
Oh, was that with this?
I don't know. What?
This one? No, the music that's playing.
Oh. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Just getting the thingies going on. Yeah, I'll just shove a song on the air. This is Admiral Radley with Sunburn Kids. Right here on WNBLP Wassa. Starting now.
We burn London and LA. Russia. Reaper! Fresno and Modesto. Reaper! Kansas and Jamaica. Reaper! Africa and China.
Did not play ukulele. He did smack and probably killed his girlfriend Nancy Spungen. If only Sid had had a ukulele, maybe he would have been happy. Maybe he would not have suffered such a sad end. He maybe would have not done all that heroin. Instead, he maybe would have sat around just singing nice songs to his girlfriend. Play your favorite cover song, especially if the words are wrong. Cause even if your grades are bad, it doesn't mean you're failing. Do your homework with a fork and eat your Fruit Loops in the dark. And bring your Etch-a-Sketch to work and play your ukulele. Ukulele small and fearful, ukulele brave and peaceful. You can play the ukulele too. It is painfully simple. Play your ukulele badly. Play your ukulele loudly. Ukulele banish evil. Ukulele save the people. Ukulele gleaming golden from the top of every steeple. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 wax, then gave her father 41. It left a tragic puzzle. If only they had given her an instrument. Those Puritans had lost the plot completely. See what happens when you muzzle a person's creativity and do not let them sing and scream. And nowadays it's worse because kids have automatic handguns. It takes about an hour to teach someone to play the ukulele, about the same to teach someone to build a standard pipe bomb. You do the math. So play your favorite cover song, especially if the words are wrong. Cause even if your grades are bad, it doesn't mean you're failing. Do your homework with a fork and eat your Fruit Loops in the dark. And bring your flask of Jack to work and play your ukulele. Ukulele thing of wonder, ukulele wand of thunder. You can play the ukulele in London and down under. Play and sink and play Jacques Brel and Eminem and Neutral Milk Hotel. The children crush the hatred. Play your ukulele naked. If anybody tries to steal your ukulele, let them take it. Imagine there's no music. Imagine there are no songs. Imagine that John Lennon wasn't shot in front of his apartment. Now imagine if John Lennon had composed Imagine for the ukulele. Maybe people would have truly got the message. You may think my approach is simple-minded and naive. Like, if you want to change the world, then why not quit and feed the hungry? But people for millennia have needed music to survive, and that is why I've promised John that I will not feel guilty. So play your favorite Beatles song and make the subway fall in love. They're only 1995, that isn't lots of money. Play until the sun comes up and play until your fingers suffer. Play LCD sound system songs on your ukulele. Quit the bitching on your blog and stop pretending art is hard. Just limit yourself to 3 chords and do not practice daily. You'll minimize some stranger sadness with a piece of wood and plastic. Holy f**k, it's so fantastic playing ukulele. Do your homework with a fork and do your Fruit Loops in the dark, and bring your Etch-a-Sketch to work, your flask of Jack, your vibrator, your fear of heights, your Nikon lens, your mom and dad, your disco stick, your soundtrack to Karate Kid, your Ginsu knives, your rosary, your new Rebecca Black CD, your favorite room, your Bowie knife, your stuffed giraffe, your new glass eye, your sousaphone, your breakfast tea, your Nick Drake tapes, your giving tree, your ice cream truck, your missing wife, your will to live, your urge to cry. Remember, we're all gonna die.
I did yesterday, and I'm fine.
I don't have one. I'm going to flip out.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to if you're going to do that. That was a...
That was Amanda Palmer with the ukulele anthem.
Oh, yeah. That it was. If it wasn't, then it wasn't.
You may also know her as the singing half of the Dresden Dolls.
The singing half? There's two of them?
Well, yeah, just some other guy that plays drums.
So, sing and drum?
No, sing and keyboard / piano? Yeah, I think she plays piano mostly in Dresden Dolls.
I'll believe you on this.
I keep trying to bring in a Dresden Doll song to play, but they are full of naughty words.
Naughty words? Not today, governor, whatever. Yeah. I don't know what I'm getting at there. Well,
she's having some sort of fancy end of the Mayan universe party.
Are we going?
You can buy the tickets online somewhere.
Oh, it's an actual party. I thought it was just her and a couple of friends are getting together and crashing it.
It's fundraising for something. On the assumption that the world's not ending.
Oh, that's nice.
And if the world is ending, you're just going to spend your last night hanging out with her and Neil Gaiman, so.
Oh! Oh, yeah, she's married to him.
Yes.
Because if the world's going to end, I want to find out that one Doctor Who episode they wrote for next season. So I can lord it over the people in Stovalcore. Klingon afterlife.
Yeah, but don't you only go to Stubblecore if you die honorably in battle?
I assume I'm going to. I'll just go fight some toddler with a knife and get some honor off of that.
I don't think getting killed by a toddler is going to get you any honor.
If the toddler was honorable, I'll stab him first so we can be in equal playing grounds. Apparently I'm... a toddler who's been stabbed is about the same fighting
capacity as you?
Yes. That's ladies. I'm available. That's
if you like someone that can't fight and will stab babies.
To be on equal grounds. I'm not going to fight someone who I can obviously destroy. Okay, I think this next song is almost as a Smashing Pumpkins. I mean, Special Goodness with... It says track number 12, but I believe it's called Pay No Mind. If it's not, I'll just interject in the song and say what it is. So, yeah, Special Goodness with a song. Sounds like it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. It's smashing. Special Goodness with Pay No Mind. I don't know. And I didn't want to go. I think it is. But I did what's best for us. I'm going to write it down as is. And now I'm glad I didn't pay no mind. Bingo! At the time, I just don't want to know. It's not worth knowing. I didn't wanna know, but I did what's best for us. And now I'm there. I didn't pay no mind to my mind at the time. Every time I had enough, there came another. Those Dancing Days with Fukarias, right here on WNRBLP's very own Stupid Dumb Show. Well, that's how it sounds like around here.
Then the Cylons came.
And they blew us all to Stovall Carr. I think I want to keep referencing that constantly now, from now on.
Stovall Carr! Rawr, I smell.
I don't think they'd say that.
Well, technically, they're in the same continuity. Well, maybe.
Battlestar Galactica and Star Trek?
Theoretically, yes. Or at least they exist. Star Trek exists in the Battlestar Galactica universe.
We'll have to discuss this at a later time. You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. This is the end of the Stupid Dumb Show, and all done. And now, I think it's Conversation Digest coming up. Not live, but it's an episode you never heard before.
Are you or...
I need a little bit more volume, please. You're listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. K-Man, that's all you do. A legal ID. No offense. That was horrible what you did.